Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, my loves, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. I hope that you are all well and your run up to Christmas and solstice is going as smoothly as possible. I'm having so many conversations at the moment around just kind of taking that step back, trying to slow down, enjoy the process. We're like, at the time of recording this podcast, all I've basically done is got up the Christmas tree. I haven't got my winter greens in. I love to bring in, ivies and evergreens and hollies and things like that, and just make bouquets of them to put around the house. I just love that. And to me, it's part of that embracing that winter season, that winter cycle. And I just haven't got around to it. I just been so kind of busy, and I feel like this has added a lot of pressure on me. I can feel it in my central nervous system, and I know that when I feel that in my physical, I need to take a step back, because I'm not enjoying the process, and I don't see the point of getting stressed. So I've just said to myself, I have plenty of time, and it will get done when it's ready to get done, and that's absolutely fine. And since I made that decision, I feel a lot better. So I thought I'd share that with you, because I know that there's this kind of tendency to get caught up in that preparation, and I guess in a way we miss the point of what's really going on and what energetically we can do to for ourselves at this time. It's such a potent time in the build up to the solstice to kind of go within and do our reckoning. And so just if you can, make sure you're carving out time every day to do that, and just intentionally slow down, and you'll feel that will really support you over this time. Because I think we can just sometimes just get carried away and start running around like headless chickens, and that's no good for anyone really. So yeah. Okay, so today's episode I've called Solstice Rise, Embracing Mistakes for Empowerment. This, again, as usual, is something that I've kind of had to traverse recently and transcend. And there was a lot of learning coming out of this for me, and I wanted to share that with you, because I know that we all find ourselves in these positions from time to time. And the kind of shift in mindset really, really helped me to traverse this really challenging kind of situation that I found myself in last week. So before I get into this, I'm just going to give you a very quick breakdown of the current energy. So those of you that listen, because I know a ton of you listen as soon as I release an episode, so this will still be very relevant for you. So we've got obviously the Mercury retrograde, which retrogrades about three or four times a year. in its active phase now this week. I think it was Tuesday it stepped into the active phase. So Mercury retrograde will take us into next year as well. But you're probably noticing that conversations just seem a little bit awkward or just not as flowy as usual. How you relate to others might be quite tricky as well, challenging. Any of those things could be surfacing, the need to be seen, validated, heard, to express yourself more. Any of those sorts of things, electrical devices as well, do tend to get impacted by this retrograde. And cars, things like that can very much be impacted as well. So just be aware of that. We will move through that. It's also highlighting where you may need to change the way you're relating with someone, change the way you view someone as well. All of these things are just coming up into our consciousness so that we can shift it. So that's a good way of looking at it. We've had the new moon rise in Sagittarius. We have a lot of Sagittarian energy because the sun is in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is a constellation ruled by Jupiter. So it's a very kind of positive, opportunistic energy that's coming through. But because of this, you may be feeling drawn to having experiences, you know, searching for deeper meanings around things. But it can also bring in a slight restlessness as well, because you feel like you want to be more expansive. So just be aware of that. And in the run-up to Christmas, it can be sometimes, it just kind of adds into the mix of the energy and what's going on. So just be very, very aware of that. Now, the biggest energetic influencer for me right now is the rise to the solstice. And you know, if you're not listening to this when we're anywhere around the solstices, remember that we have the summer and the winter solstice. And you know, this sort of information, this wisdom is going to stand you in good stead for any of these times. It's a real potent time, and it impacts on us differently. We're in the Northern Hemisphere, so we're obviously going into our winter solstice. It's a very magical time. I love the solstice. We celebrate that as a family, and we kind of have an open house, and we invite people there. We have a big fire outside, and we do our going within and releasing work, and it's just really beautiful. And you know, what's important about this time is that we're so caught up in the Christmas preparation that we miss opportunities to go within and get into that, look back over the year, how far I've come, what I've achieved, and what it is I want to take with me going forwards into the new year, because we're already feeling those new energies. It's a real death rebirth period, and because of that, these energies are very heightened. This is what we need to realize. So it can be really, really uncomfortable, really uncomfortable, because we're sometimes having to really see things in front of us, and which we don't always want to see, or traverse experiences that are very uncomfortable for us so that we can have rich learnings out of it. And this is what happened to me. I wasn't expecting this to happen, because I consider myself someone to be very self-aware and you know, doing my work all the time. And it just goes to show, doesn't it, that you know, you're doing your practice, and that very much supported me. But I still went through a very uncomfortable period of about 2 or 3 days in the meantime. So basically, I made a mistake. I will admit to that. And it lost me a client. I was very upset about that, obviously. It was a considered mistake. It wasn't something that I'd just done without thinking. It was just the wrong decision to make. And this is for my dog walking business, by the way, not Lunar Lightwork, because I've got my dog walking business that I do to help support the Lunar Light Worker work that I do. And it was to do with that. And I felt really uncomfortable. They were lovely clients. I understand why they made that decision. But I kind of had to sort of take a step back and allow them to make the decision. And it was really hard for me to do that because I didn't want to contact them and find out what their thoughts were. I just had to let them, you know, let them be. And had a couple of sleepless nights, and I started to question whether I should be doing this and all of these things. You know how you do? Well, for me, it's really hard to admit to mistakes and accept that I make mistakes because I am a bit of a perfectionist. I was telling my members on Monday, it's a big, big deal for me. I like to be very intentional in what I do, and I had this thing happen quite early on in the business. So in setting up the business. So yeah, it just brought on all sorts of feelings, but I knew that because of my practices and the way I see things, I knew I wanted to understand why I'd had this happen. You know, the bigger reason, the kind of universal reason why I was being sent that. But I also knew that I had to just sit with it, own it, accept it, take responsibility, and just be as sovereign as possible to hold space for me and the clients while they made their decision. And yeah, it was really tough. It was really, really tough. And I'm just kind of coming to the end of it now and moving through it. But really, the point of this episode is that for me, a lot of learning came out of this because, you know, just that power of sitting with it and sitting with the discomfort and the fact that, you know, you're not sleeping and you're going over and over and over again what happened, how you could have done it differently. And, you know, I knew that going over things just, you know, it's important to do, but I was just reliving that fresh pain all the time. And there's that point, isn't it, where you need to let go. And then the self-doubt started creeping in and the self-worth and the, you know, am I meant to be doing this? I'm not good enough and I made a mistake and I shouldn't have done that. And all of that, and it really gets me every time. And I know we all go through that, right? But what I realized was that I was just kind of wallowing. I was just perpetuating this feeling of not feeling good enough. And as a result, I didn't want to keep advertising. I didn't want to talk about the business that I was becoming so proud of, you know, because I felt I was really doing, you know, I am doing providing a really good service. And I made a mistake and people make a mistake and it's okay. It's absolutely okay. But what I needed to do, I started to realize that I needed to switch the way that I see things. And this is what was really important. This was the point of power for me in all of this. So yeah, process, you need to accept responsibility. You need to kind of go through the whole range of emotions, lots of crying and all of those things. But the moment I thought, actually, I am really good at this. I love dogs. I'm really intentional in the way that I run my business and both my businesses, of course. They're my passions. I'm meant to be doing this because I absolutely love it. And just focusing on what I was doing right was just, I know it sounds really simple and obvious, but it's exceptionally hard to do in the moment, especially when you've made a mistake and someone's really upset with you about that. It was hard. And, you know, it's about that kind of sovereignty. It's about holding a space. It's about you have so much to offer. You know, you have a uniqueness that no one else has. You're being very intentional in this business. And, you know, it's your passion, it's your purpose, it's part of your purpose. And that just made me feel a whole lot better. And then I thought, right, okay, I'm going to learn from this mistake. I'm going to move it forward. And I did a lot of research about it and what I could have done differently. And I've kind of tightened everything. I've put in some contracts that weren't really in place before. And, you know, it's not about me not making those mistakes because I know I will. I know I will. We all make mistakes. But it's about just making this the business I want it to be. And I honestly believe now that my purpose in setting up the business was to really create an excellent service. Probably that's part of my perfectionism. But I do love to be intentional. I think that's really important. And for me, that's a positive vibration to bring to something. And I feel I had to go through this so that I could provide that service and step into a more expanded way of seeing the business. And yeah, I still have moments of doubt and upset. Obviously, I know I'll move through it eventually. I know I will. I'm already starting to feel a whole load better about it anyway. But it's allowed me to move forwards in a much more aligned way. And I honestly believe that was the learning around it. And also I get to share it with you beautiful souls as well. So, you know, we all make mistakes, and I know you know that, and maybe some of you are real pros at moving through that and supporting yourself and holding space, but I'm not always. I don't mind saying that. And I wanted to share this bit of vulnerable share with you so that will help you. That will really help you in those horrendous moments when you're really starting to doubt yourself. And, you know, it's about switching through. Look at what you're doing that's so good, you know, so that you don't doubt yourself to the very core. And I do believe this is where a lot of people become unstuck. You know, I could easily have sort of said, well, I'm not going to do this anymore. Just go and get a job or whatever. I could have easily have done that. But I thought, no, this is what I want to do. This is my passion. I love it. And, you know, like the moon circles are, and, you know, I've persevered with those, and they're really starting to, you know, come into their own. And I'm so glad that I stuck with that, because there were times when I was starting to question that at the beginning. I wanted to share that with you because it's really powerful when you start to shift the perception of something and really start to think about the fact that you are enough as you. You know, your energy is what people first and foremost want. Obviously, we have experience, we have wisdom. But it's the energy, the intent in what you do and what you bring to what you do that at the end of the day is really important, and how you move through these mistakes and you use them for a springboard, you know, for a learning curve, steep learning curve sometimes. And it really helps you to shift through. So, yeah, and I do... For me, it was, you know, it straight away, and this is what the solstice does. You know, I know this intellectually, but I always forget the force of the feels that we have when we're in these horrendously uncomfortable moments. But this is the death rebirth energy of the solstice. The death rebirth energy always feels like this. We have these huge falls, and then we have to kind of climb ourselves out of it. But if we allow that growth, if we have this growth mindset and we're like, okay, what can I take from this? What's the learning in this situation? And move forwards with that, but also at the same time, really tell yourself and believe what you are doing is so good, you know, that you are enough. Obviously, you may have growths and realizations to make, but, you know, you're amazing. We are amazing. Think about this. There is no one who is quite like you on this planet. We are so unique. We all have our own unique energy blueprint, right? And we're bringing that to everything we do, especially if you're being very intentional about things. And it's just a wake-up call. That's all it is. But you get to choose whether you want to grow and learn through it and just go for the uncomfortable stuff and just come out the other side in such a much better position, or whether you decide, no, I'm just, you know, that's a lesson learned, and I'm not going to learn from that. I'm just going to stop what I'm doing and just go and do something else, because it's going to keep happening. I mean, and don't get me wrong, obviously mistakes happen, but it's very much how you choose to move with them that's important, I think, and significant. So the solstice, I'm not saying that you're going to have something like I've just experienced, but it's that sort of powerful energy that can bring these deep realizations and shifts, you know, very rapidly, but always ultimately for our good. And it, you know, I was doing the energetic mapping for 2024. I did that yesterday, actually. I started to do that because it takes quite a long time. So we look at all the planetary retrogrades, the eclipses, the meteor showers, the numerology of each month, the numerology of the year to get the overarching energy. There's loads that needs to kind of get woven into that. And I noticed that we've got some comets actually, which are coming through. And, you know, comets are real destructors. So it's like, this deep death rebirth energy. So I know that we're going to have plenty of these things happening next year as well, just to break down so that we can, you know, the crumble, but it really rapidly shifting. A little bit like the eclipses, but kind of not chaotic in a way. You know, so that we can sort of see what we need to see. So interesting. It's going to be interesting energies next year. And you're going to be able to get hold of that. This is something that I wanted to talk to you about as well. I'm actually going to be offering the energetic mapping for 2024. So look out for that, because with my sister, we're hosting a solstice gathering next week locally. So those of you that live locally to me, you know where I am. You can come along, you can book in and come in person. So Chloe, my sister, is going to bring her own work to the evening. She's going to be taking us on this kind of expansive out-of-body experience and travel. I'm going to be doing the energetic mapping for 2024, and we're going to have a fire ritual, all those beautiful things, and just really get ourselves ready, encode the new frequencies of 2024. But all of this is going to be recorded. So for those of you that obviously live nowhere near me, because I know we're global, aren't we? You can get hold of those recordings. They'll become available after the solstice next week, so the Friday. And just look out for my email, zoe@lunarlightworker.co.uk, because I'll be sharing about that and including links. Because for me, knowing what's going on cosmologically, understanding the impact of it, and it will be an overview, is really, really key. And this is what we do in the membership as well, the Lunar Light Worker membership. When we gather for the moon phases, we really dive deeply into this and how it's going to impact us, how we can navigate it. So definitely, if you're interested in that and you want to know in advance what's going on, definitely look out for my emails. All right, my love. So gosh, this is a really long one. It's like 23 minutes, 24 minutes. So yeah, I know this is really going to help you. And let me know if you've been experiencing any real kind of challenges over this solstice rise, or just generally whenever you're listening to this. Let me know. I always love to hear back from you. I was just thinking out loud now. I will, in this week's show notes, if you are interested in 2024 energetic mapping, I will include, I can, we've already got the page up, so you can actually book in advance either your place in person, your spot in at next week's gathering, or you can book your, what we're calling it, a virtual ticket. So you'll get all the audio recordings for next year, and it's going to be really potent stuff because it will actually be on the solstice. So look out for the link. The link is in the show notes to this episode. And you can get hold of that. All right, my love. So I will see you next week. Have a beautiful week, end of the week. And just, you know, slow down, enjoy the process, you know, as much as you can. You'll have time to get everything done. And have a beautiful week. Thanks for listening. Bye.